Red Cross workers in parts of West Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky went on strike today in a dispute over wages and benefits, among other issues. This is the busiest time of the year for the Red Cross, when the agency says demand for blood and blood products is at its peak. Many blood drives in the three states were canceled today, and the Red Cross is bringing in supplies from other places. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Around 70 unionized Red Cross licensed practical nurses, clerks, drivers, and lab technicians in the three states walked off the job this morning, saying management's last best proposal wasn't good enough. Teresa Ball heads Huntington, West Virginia Local 1199 of the Healthcare and Social Service Employees Union. She says they didn't want to strike at this busy time of year when blood drives are in full swing. But she says the proposed contract offers inadequate pay hikes and undermines vacation, sick leave, and health care policies. In addition, she says, the contract cut key benefits, such as continuing education courses that nurses need to keep their license up to date.
It doesn't make sense, especially in light of the fact that they sit at the table, they've made money, they're running in the black, they're not pleading poverty. We've never been able to get any justification for their demands for all these takeaways.
Ball says the union accepted management's offer for the first year of a three-year deal and wanted to head back to the bargaining table to revisit the agreement for the subsequent 2 years. Tammy Wanchessen, a Red Cross spokeswoman, says management has made a fair offer on health care and pay and says the union went back on its commitment to negotiate a full three-year deal.
We're offering a 9% increase in wages over the course of the three-year contract. Their offer to settle for what they have on the table now and renegotiate years 2 and 3 in terms of wages is unacceptable, because that would mean we only had a 1-year contract, and that's not what we agreed to.
Red Cross officials say the strike couldn't have come at a worse time. The agency says the holiday season is traditionally a time of shortage and when drives by local chapters often hit their peak. The walkout has reduced blood supplies to 34 hospitals in parts of West Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky. But the agency says it will fill the gap, only about 250 units a day, through its nationwide blood sharing system. Wanchessen says blood collection in the three states has shut down during the strike, right at a time when people often have the desire and time to donate.
And of course, the community would like to give back to the community, and we're sorry that they can't do that this week.
Red Cross officials say any emergency assistance needed in the area will not be affected by the labor dispute. The chapter's first strike was in 1990, a 6-week walkout to gain recognition for the union. 25% of Red Cross medical workers nationwide are unionized. No new negotiations have been set, and Healthcare Workers Union Representative Ball says it doesn't look promising.
Even after we took the strike vote, I called the mediator and said, let's get back to the table. Workers voted to strike, but let's get back to the table. And they said no. They didn't have anything else to talk about. If they didn't want to accept that last proposal, you know, they weren't willing to move.
Both sides say they're eager to get back to the business of providing blood and related services during one of the Red Cross's busiest seasons. But right now, these workers are gearing up to welcome the new year, bundled up, on the picket line. This is Eric Westervelt reporting.